Blog Talk Radio.
In my distress, I cried unto Yah the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Yah the Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Deceitful means untruthful with among other words. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of Jupiter. Jupiter is a tree. And when he talks about with coals of Jupiter, I'm thinking about a tree that has been cut down and set on, it's a wood tree burning. And you've seen, like, logs of a tree burning. That's the coals that I'm thinking he's talking about. So let me read verse 4 again. It says, sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of Jupiter. And again, that's a tree. Verse 5, woe is me that I sojourn. Sojourn means to travel, journey, or settle in Meshach, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul has long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are of war. I have read to you in its entirety. Psalms 120, verses 1 through 7. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give us understanding to his word that has been read. Sheep, Let us have a word of prayer right now. Did you think to pray to our Heavenly Father when you woke up this morning? I did. And if you did not, just take a moment with me, and you can listen to this prayer or say a prayer on your own. Let's talk to our Father right now. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this glorious Sabbath day. Even though it appears gloomy outside, nonetheless, this is the day that you have made, Father. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your mercy by not allowing natural or chemical disasters to come upon Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We say thank you for allowing us to have sane, sound mind as well as excellent health. In Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for giving us life this day and every day. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You can read it for yourselves. It's found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. As well as in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Those are the Ten Commandments. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And my few longtime listeners, you know to have your pen, pencil, and paper. I call those the three P's, where you can jot down something that I will say that you may want to look up later. I also want you to refer to Blog Talk Radio and look up the Feed My Sheep show. You should be able to find my readings from the Bible and whatever I have said for whatever episode you listen to. We are in the book of Jeremiah. We are going to start reading in chapter 43 at verse 1. It's Jeremiah taken to Egypt. And with our last reading in Jeremiah chapter 42, it was the remnant of Judah that came and asked Jeremiah to pray for them. And whatever Jeremiah says, the Lord has said to do, they would do it. But they lied. It did not happen. So in verse 43, or in chapter 43, it talks about Jeremiah taken to Egypt. So let's see what happens when you are disobedient to our Heavenly Father. Jeremiah chapter 43, verse 1. Jeremiah taken to Egypt. And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people all the words that Yah the Lord their God, for which Yah the Lord their God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spake Azariah the son of Hosea, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. Yah the Lord our God has not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn. Sojourn here means settle there. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, setteth thee on you against us. Let me try to read this again, because I'm trying to translate the word S-E-T-T-E-H. I misspelled it. S-E-T-T-E-T-H. That's, he said unto, instead of saying said it, I'm going to say said. Let's start at verse 3 again. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, said unto you on against us for to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captives into Babylon. See, let's stop here at verse 4 right now. I have been saying the words Chaldean for the longest, but I don't quite know where Chaldeans or who the Chaldean people are. So I'm going to suggest to you that you look it up on your computers. After I get off this computer today, or after I finish this program, I'm going to look up this word. Write it down. It's spelled C-H-A-L-D-E-A-N-S. And I'm going to try to find out the region they're from. I know that they're somewhere over by Iraq, and I don't quite know exactly where they are or what group of people they are, but I think that they are by Iraq. And Iraq is what they would call, I think it's Middle East. Look it up for yourself. It's, let's see, the, what river is that? The two rivers that we are supposed to go to, that's in the book of Genesis. Let me turn to, man, you can tell I'm getting old because I forget the Euphrates River. You know, I've said to you several times, I want you to read Genesis chapter 15. Read all of it, especially verses 13, 14, 15, and 18. That tells you where the children of Judah or the children of Judah should not just settle in Israel, but we are to settle between the Nile River and the Euphrates River. So, let me pick up reading at verse 4 in Jeremiah chapter 43. So, Johanan, the son of Koreah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people, obeyed not the voice of Yah the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. But Johanan, the son of Koreah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations, whether they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah, even men and women and children, and the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch, the son of Neriah. Now, sheep, you remember what happened to Gedaliah. You have not forgotten that quickly, have you? Uh-oh. Well, let me just try to remind you of what happened to Gedaliah. the son of Ahiakim. Gedaliah was told by Johanan that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, was going to come and kill him. But Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, did not believe that. And Ishmael, sure enough, did come with 10 of his men, even sat down and break bread with Gedaliah in Mizpah. And after eating the meal, his men, Ishmael and his 10 men got up and slew Gedaliah. Well, Johanan was not with him at that time, but when Johanan found out that Ishmael had slew Gedaliah, Johanan and his men went in search of Ishmael, who had taken the small group of people that Gedaliah were over. He had Ishmael had taken them captive and was taking them away towards some city, I forget the name. But nonetheless, that is pretty much what happened. So, and I got from that, and you can find that pretty much in Jeremiah chapter 40. Sometimes even the biggest of liars will tell the truth, and you just have to listen and take note and be on your T's and Q's like I tried to be since I found out that someone that I did not expect to be doing things against me. And I have prayed over it. I want God to deal with it, although I'm going to talk about it. Remember, if your sheep can remember, I told you years ago that my favorite scriptures, well, one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3 and 5, where it talks about trusting Yah the Lord with all your heart and acknowledge him and let him direct your path. And that's what I'm going to do in this situation. I am going to deal with it, but I've talked to God about it, and I'm going to acknowledge that I have acknowledged it to God, and I'm just going to say what I have to say and walk away peacefully if I can. Okay, see, let's pick up. I'm going to start reading again at verse 5. Of Jeremiah chapter 43. It says, "But Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations." They had returned, and they were with Gedaliah of Mizpah. Well, like I told you, Ishmael had taken them away. And this is what Johanan is doing. Again, verse 5. "But Johanan," verse 5 of chapter 43 of Jeremiah, "but Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces took all the remnants of Judah that were returned from all the nations whether they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah, even men and women," pardon me, after birth, "even children, the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch, the son of Neriah. Verse 7. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of Yah the Lord. Thus came they even to Tokenes. Verse 8. Then came the word of Yah the Lord unto Jeremiah in Tokenes, saying, take great stones in thy hand, and hide them in the clay in the Brooklyn. And a Brooklyn is a furnace where bricks are baked, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tokenes, in the sight of the men of Judah. Verse 10. And say unto them, thus saith Yah the Lord of hosts. The word host means many armies. The God of Israel. Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. Did you hear that, sheep? Nebuchadnezzar was a servant of our Father in heaven. And he was a servant of the king of Judah, of the king of Israel. Well, the God of Israel. Let me get it right. I will say words wrong many times. Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal provision over them. O pavilion is like a large tent. And I think about, we have a beautiful owl in Detroit, Michigan, that has been illegally signed over to the state of Michigan for three consecutive 30-year periods. This is what I've been told. How true it is, I've not read it yet, but I think it's true. And on Belle Isle, there are tents there, and they like have a, they're made of wood, and they do not have a covering, but the tent gives you, well, when I say they do not have a covering, I mean like where you would have to open up a curtain to look out. What it is like a shed, a wood shed where you can look out. And that's what a pavilion is to me. It's like a nice tent, wood tent. Verse 11. And then he cometh, and when he cometh, he shall smite. Smite means to strike or to hit the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive, and he shall array himself. Array himself means to wear the clothing as the Egyptian, or to dress himself like the Egyptians. Let's pick up reading. Let's start reading at verse 12 again. And he shall kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives, and he shall array himself, that means to dress himself, with the land of Egypt, as a shepherd putteth on his garments. Garments, those are clothes. And he shall go forth from thence. This means from a place. And he shall go forth from thence in peace. And he shall go forth from that place in peace. And he shall break also the images of Beth Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt. And that reminds me of the young group of people called ISIS. They are burning and breaking images over in whatever land they are attacking that's in the Middle East. And the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall be burned with fire. Let me read verse 13 again of Jeremiah chapter 43. Then he shall bring also the images of Beth Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of God, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall be burned. Well, see, that ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 43. This is what happens to you when you disobey our Heavenly Father. Now, the Egyptians in verse 42, I think it was. No, it may have been in verse 41. They came to Jeremiah and asked him to pray to our Heavenly Father, in verse 42, and tell them what to do, to show them the way wherein they should walk. And after 10 days, Jeremiah came back and told them that they should not go into Egypt and dwell there. But then in verse 43, it was Azariah, the son of Hoshea, and Jonathan said that Jeremiah was speaking falsely, and that our God had not told them to go into Egypt to sojourn or settle there. And then you see what happened. In the end, the very thing that they feared happened. It came upon them. So that ends the reading of verse 43. So let's see, I have 2 minutes. Let us have a closing word of prayer, and then I'll talk about something else if I have time. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one who attacks us just for no reason. In my view, maybe there is a reason. Maybe I say something that ticks them off. But nonetheless, I surrender to you, Heavenly Father, and my prayer belongs to you. I say this prayer in Yahshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, our Heavenly Father loves you. And I love you too, but he loves you more than I. And this is why he told me to feed his sheep. And I'm doing the best that I can. Remember to take our Heavenly Father everywhere with you. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I did want to mention to you about the fourth blood moon that's coming up in the end of September. I want you sheep to be aware. Do not be fooled. Prepare yourself. Ask our Heavenly Father for courage to do his will if he has told you. I am so very happy to do his will. At first, I was scared and didn't want to do it. But now that I'm doing it, I am very happy. He made a way for me to do it, and it was through Blog Talk Radio. If he has told you to do something, you do it. As long as it's, you just do what our Heavenly Father said for you to do. I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger and purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eady. I would tell you to go to Amazon to get my books, but it won't do any good. Nobody has bought any of my books. Next time I'll talk with you.
Lift up our hearts.